A few weeks ago, I headed over to the Institute of Gerontology on UGA's Health Sciences campus to pay a visit to researcher Janae Beer and to check out her new lab.
Well, we can walk through the research space, so maybe we can head this direction over to my lab.
Janae specializes in assistive technology, which, as a term, covers just about anything that helps someone do something. But in Janae's case, she's looking at how technology could help people cope with the health challenges that we face as we age. Today we're talking telepresence, which Janae has described as Skype on wheels.
From my point of view, I see a camera looking at you, but what are you looking at? Can you describe it?
Oh, did I mention I'm visiting her lab remotely?
So I see you from, I see a portrait view of you from the shoulders up, and you are more or less the same height as me.
That's because my head is on a screen attached to a pole that's about 5 feet long, and that pole attaches to a base that has wheels.
And the funny thing is that the more I interact with this machine and in this meeting and in others, it almost seems like the technology melts away, and it does actually feel like you are here.
It's the wheels that make this type of technology unique. Being able to move around makes the user feel present.
You're able to maneuver around the environment and interact with the environment in a way that is very different than just simply using Skype.
So now you're entering a room that has a lot of furniture and a lot of things that you could potentially run into, and you'll see that the system will adjust for you. So if you are about to run into an object, there's actually a sensor at the bottom that will recognize that there's an object and it will slow you down.
Janae is trained as an engineering psychologist.
The one thing I always like to say is that I'm putting the human back in the engineering equation.
It's her job to learn the user's capabilities and limitations and make sure the technology is designed to match. Everything about the telepresence system, from the width of the camera lens to the sensors on the base, have been optimized to be as user-friendly as possible.
So in my lab, we look at the usability of these sort of features. Does it improve driving performance if we are, swerving around obstacles? If the system does detect an obstacle, how should you notify the user of that? Should it be a pop-up box that says, warning, you're about to run into something, or should it be something more subtle?
Janae also studies how users feel about incorporating a new technology into their lives. In the case of telepresence, she's found that most people like it, mainly because it's an easy way to stay connected.
Technology like this can help connect families. It can help connect older adults with doctors through telehealth. It can help connect them with family who might be remotely located.
And Janae's own experience with a sick family member has really shaped her views about this.
My grandmother was diagnosed with dementia, and my family, we lived remotely from her. She declined rapidly, and when we were notified from a family friend that there might be an issue, things weren't looking good for her. Her kitchen wasn't stocked. Her home was a mess. She wasn't keeping up with herself. And we felt awful because we're remotely located. We didn't know that these health changes were happening. And I am confident that if this technology existed, we would have recognized that there was an issue. She might have been able to be diagnosed faster, and we would have been able to intervene in a much more timely manner.
Beyond monitoring a loved one's health, telepresence can have many uses for older adults. It lets a grandparent who may live in another state visit a grandkid's birthday party or even visit public spaces like museums. Still, telepresence has its limitations. For one, it needs a strong Wi-Fi connection, so it may be hard to take it into rural areas where internet signals are weaker. And more importantly, some users Janae interviewed had reservations about privacy and knowing when technology stops helping and starts hurting connections, especially in medicine.
One thing that has become very clear through my research is that users see a lot of potential in this technology, but there's a limit, right? This sort of technology can supplement care, but it should not replace care. There's something healing about the human touch, and we can't forget that.
Learn more about Janae and her research at publichealth.uga.edu. To hear this and other stories from the WUGA Health Desk, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.